When your mother or your grandma would take clothes outside to hang them, what would you carry them in?
Basket.
Clothes basket.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And what is it? Beyond barrels, what is that thing that goes around? That piece of metal.
That metal strip.
Yeah.
Band. Metal band.
Mm-hmm. You ever call it like a hoop or?
The only thing I would guess they could call it is a hoop would be a metal hoop that hold it, held the top on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's more or less the bands around it holding it together with just metal bands.
Mm-hmm. How did they put the tops on kegs? I never knew how. I mean, was it like fitted in there and you just broke the top on it? Or?
No. Well, it could be that way. Ones I would call just were put in there and kind of tacked in with some nails.
Oh. Huh.
Best that I can remember. Like I say, it's been a long time since I've seen any, you know. And the ones that my grandmother's got, then, you know, the tops are off of them. They're just open.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the best I can remember that far back, you seem to be tacked in with some nails around the top.
Mm-hmm.
They're smaller nails.
Okay.
What would you use for, to put in the top of bottles, you know, keep the liquid from coming back out. I mean, other than the screw-on cap.
Stopper?
Uh-huh.
How about it, Warren? You got a copy?
Some of them be cork, some of them be plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, I've just put the, like on the coat bottle, just put the coat top back on them, you know, back on.
Yes. The days of modernization.
Yeah. Now you can get these fancy things, just slap on them, push them. Or button the top and relieve it, you know.
Yeah.
But back, we let them just stick a cork in it. You know?
Okay.
I'll put the top to come off of it back on it, if you could.
What did you used to call those like instruments you play, you know?
Harmonica?
Mm-hmm. Did your grandfather have one of those?
No, not that I can recall.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather on my mother's side used to play a banjo. Very good.
Was he good at it?
Oh, yeah.
I always wanted to play one of those.
Yeah, he used to burn the bands up.
Really?
Yeah.
Used
to sit around and
he'd
play that thing.
Mm-hmm.
You
have to be fast with him, too.
Yeah, he was good to me, huh?
Mm-hmm. Anybody that can play it is good to me.
Well, I think it got really amazing. Me, the musical instruments he can play is old Roy Clark.
Mm-hmm.
I like to listen to that brother play.
He was on, in fact, I think he was going to be on tonight on some program.
I mean, on,
some special, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Bing Crosby and Liza Minnelli,
mm-hmm.
I believe, had a special on.
You see the preview, you know, where you were sitting there, had a little Italian hat on. Just,
yeah, huh?
God, he was playing that.
He didn't play one.
Dude, you ever remember, it's not like an instrument, but it made a sound, you know, holding your mouth.
Juice Harp?
Yeah.
Yeah. I never played when I seen him play.
Uh-huh.
None of them I can recall if my family ever played.
Mm-hmm.
Used to go to the square dances and stuff.
Yeah.
And hear him play, see him play.
Uh-huh. All right, when you were putting up the paneling here, what would you use to drive nails with?
Hammer.
Mm-hmm. Was it just regular claw hammer? Or?
Oh, yeah, claw hammer.
Mm-hmm.
16 ounce or 20 ounce.
Yeah, it's like big arm from this. Okay, did you ever have a wagon on your grandfather's farm? You know, with a horse?
No.
Mm-hmm. Would you happen to know the that long piece of wood that would come up between, you know, the farm and the wagon?
1207 Park Avenue.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know if I could actually call what it was. I don't, I want to say yoke, but I don't believe it's a yoke.
Mm-hmm.